At hand, repent and believe in the gospel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, as you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen. I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, the readings from Mass this morning, again, you got to listen, and then you got to ask yourself, what are the readings saying to me this morning? That's always a good question to ask when you read the scripture. What is it saying to me at this moment in my life? If you look at the first reading from the prophet Hosea, it shows us gives us a lovely insight into the nature of God. Things like, yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms, talking about Israel and so on. I drew them with human cords. That's a reference to even the baby in the womb and the umbilical cord. With hands of love. So how could we ever, for a moment, doubt the love of God? And then in the gospel this morning, Jesus gives us tips or advice for the road. You know, sometimes if you're going on a journey and somebody who really cares for you says, well, be careful, and I wouldn't go that way if I was you. I'd go this way. They're giving you tips or advice for the road. And that's some way, and that's in some ways what Jesus is doing in the gospel this morning. Interesting, in the very early Christians, they were not called Christians, or they were not, certainly weren't called Catholics, but there were people who followed the way. And Jesus came to show us the way. He's talking about, you know, we all live in relationship. And if you're trying to live with people and you're kind to people, that is how I want you to live. You don't dismiss anybody. And if you are dismissed by somebody and somebody doesn't listen to you, well, instead of going away full of resentment and determined to get your own back on them or in some ways to punish them, Jesus gives us a great piece of advice this morning. What does he say? If you go anywhere and they don't make you welcome, well, don't hang about there. And don't leave full of resentment. But he says, as you leave, shake the dust off your feet. Meaning, walk away and go forward and don't carry grudges and resentment with you, because they don't do anybody any good whatsoever. He also mentions there, the laborer deserves his keep. Interesting. Well, I suppose I would be one of the laborers in the vineyard of the Lord. And just on that, just one note, I have to say, I've always found, wherever I've gone, I've found a lot of love. And people have always been very good to me. And some people in particular have been particularly kind to me, and I could never thank them enough. But I've been amazed at times by people's kindness and wanting to take care of you and so on, which is absolutely beautiful. And I just want to say to those people, I appreciate everything you do for me.